Bonjour. I was a little bit worried about the level of abstraction it would bring if you would talk about things like art, politics, and representation in general. And I thought, like, maybe I should make it really short. But then I started to think again, and then I even got the crazy idea that maybe it would be useful to talk about abstraction itself, because there's this famous sentence of one very important German producer of highly advanced coffee table books. His name is Hegel, and he said that the abstract is the concrete, actually. Well, and I guess what he wants to say is that it is necessary, of course, to reflect on concepts you use, and because there's a danger that when you use them, there's this phenomenon that they're always it's always shifting between some hidden quotation marks, which you sometimes put around, and sometimes they're suddenly gone, and so. This can cause confusion.
Okay.
So since it would be way too far out to make an abstract course about all these concepts and things in play, I concentrated on representation and I thought about it, and I got there. It was catching somehow, should I say, evident, maybe it would be too much. I got the idea that I think I developed the how do I say it now? My English is not so good. Anyway, it was my thesis, or I am the opinion, actually, that you cannot make a distinction between for example, non-representational things in favor of representational one without implicitly or explicitly doubting the concept of representation as such. Because if you wouldn't do, it would not make sense to make such a distinction. Because representation, if you wouldn't doubt it, if it would fulfill its task simply, would be entirely unproblematic thing, something you don't even realize, if it's just the task for one thing to stand for another, or just to transport meaning from one point to another, this would be entirely not worth to mention, and there would be nothing about. So you have to doubt that representation is representation when you make this difference, that it is actually representation. So you have to maybe be aware that to doubt it means to suspect it to alter or transform what is to be representated in this process of representation. So this is what I meant with the hidden question marks. So I think when we speak about representation or about anything with outside or without representation, we're putting these question marks around, and then this would not allow us to use this concept at the same time to make certain inferences, for example, of a kind that, now I do it in a very banal way, that art should leave representative institutions or something like this, because you would have to admit that these representative institutions are not representative at all. That together with this representation, which is not really a representation, goes some interventions these institutions enacting. And the same thing is, I think, valid for the political. I think you cannot make the distinction between political and apolitical, for example, without thinking about the politics of apoliticalness and questioning it.